This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. In Jammu and Kashmir, relief and rescue operations are underway since Saturday as roads have closed down due to landslides following cloudburst in Seri Bagnar area of Ramban district in Jammu region. Three people were killed in the incident, including two children and one old person. More than 100 people have been rescued. There has been heavy hailstorm, multiple landslides and gusty winds throughout on Saturday in the Ramban region and the surrounding areas. The landslides and flash floods destroyed many properties in Ramban and also some vehicles along Srinagar-Jammu National Highway in Ramban area. Speaking to the media, Jammu Deputy SSP informed that NDRF and SDRF teams are conducting a joint operation to restore normalcy in the region.
यहाँ पे पुलिस एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन, सिविल एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन, एनडीआरएफ, एसडीआरएफ सारे मिलके और सिविल की क्वार्टीज हमारी जो पुलिस के साथ एसोसिएशन है उनका, उसके अलावा बहुत खुशी की बात यह है कि सिविल लोग भी हमारे साथ मिलके काम कर रहे हैं। वो ये नहीं देख रहे हैं कि कौन है, जॉइंट एफर्ट्स लगा रहे हैं। और जिस तरह से दिन को सब ठीक लग रहा था कि मौसम ठीक हो जाएगा और कई जगहों पर हम क्लियरेंस भी कर चुके थे, लेकिन अभी आप बारिश दोबारा से शुरू हो गई है तो हमारा रेस्टोरेशन वर्क में थोड़ी सी प्रॉब्लम आ रही है। मुझे लगता है सुबह तक हम कुछ, अगर मौसम ठीक रहा तो इस वर्क को दोबारा से तेजी लाएंगे।
Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast thunderstorms and lightning with gusty winds at isolated places over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address civil servants on the occasion of the 17th Civil Services Day in New Delhi today. He will also confer the Prime Minister's Awards for Excellence in Public Administration. This year, 16 awards will be given by Mr. Modi in the categories of Holistic Development of Districts, Aspirational Blocks Program and Innovation to Civil Servants. Vice President of the United States of America, J.D. Vance, will arrive in New Delhi this morning on a four-day official visit to India. He will be accompanied by the Second Lady of the U.S., Usha Vance, their children and senior members of the U.S. administration. Mr. Vance is scheduled to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi this evening. During the meeting, both sides are expected to discuss ways to further deepen ties between the two countries. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, has said that direct benefit transfer DBT initiative of Prime Minister Narendra Modi has saved 3,48,000 crore rupees by reducing leakage. Quoting a policy paper titled as Quantitative Assessment of India's DBT System, Mr. Vaishnav in a social media post said that under this welfare delivery model, the coverage of beneficiaries has increased by 16 times. The pair of Rudraksh Patil and Arya Borse won 10 meters air rifle mixed team silver medal at the International Shooting Sports Federation ISSF World Cup in Lima, Peru, going down to 11-17 in the Norwegian pair of John Herman Hegg and Jeanette Hegg Dustad in the gold medal match at the Las Palmas shooting range yesterday. This was India's third silver of the Lima World Cup to go with two golds and a bronze. In IPL T20 cricket, host Mumbai Indians defeated Chennai Super Kings by 9 wickets at Wankhede Stadium last night. Earlier put into bat, Chennai scored 176 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Chasing the target, MI scored 177 runs for the loss of 1 wicket with 26 balls left and won the match. And that's the end of this news bulletin.